Can you tell me a little bit about black political activity in Durham? Durham has a reputation of being one of the most politically active cities, both in North Carolina and in the South, so far as black political development is concerned. And also, I get the impression that Durham's role in North Carolina politics, at least within the black community, is very central.
Well, the reason for that being that we've got a pretty good active political machinery operating. The Durham Committee on Negro Affairs, now the Durham Committee on the Affairs of Black People, has always played a key role in politics, in that we've been able to make recommendations to the majority of the black community, which they follow. And it's always, well, the structure of the committee is such that everybody in the community, particularly the black community, participates. And it's a nonpartisan effort. And what they've done is that they've been able to have these meetings, meet with the candidates, talk with the candidates, then sit down with the political committee of that committee, make a decision and give it to the committee as a whole to make the decision on. And once the decision is made, whether you agree with it or not, the people seem to have followed the decision. It's a sort of a unifying type effort. In other words, prior to the final decision being made, we argue, we back and support our favorite candidates. Once that decision is made, however, the entire community seems to follow it. And as a result, we've been very effective in putting a block vote together.
So they put out, a sample ballot?
Right,
Does it ever include Republicans?
It has included Republicans, yes.
And do you interview each candidate?
Each candidate, yes. We talk to each candidate.
Is it similar to what goes on in Greensboro?
Now, I don't know how they operate in Greensboro. I'm not too familiar with that, but I would assume that it's possibly the same thing. Most of the black organizations have patterned themselves after our program here in Durham.
How do you disseminate the ballot?
It's done on, we have workers who work the polls. In other words, we will meet the night before the election. The ballots will be printed up. We'll have all the poll workers, all the precinct workers at that meeting and distribute the ballots to them so that when they go out in the morning, they can work the polls, work the precincts, and we send the cars out with the ballot, with the slate in it and whatnot. It's handed out on an individual basis. We also get computer printouts of voter registration lists for each of the predominantly black precincts in the city to make sure that, you know, and we get them checked off as they have one person sitting outside of the precinct, and as they come in, we check them off on that list, and those about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, those that haven't showed up, we start making an effort to get them out too. So as a result, it's been fairly successful.
Is there any sort of a central telephone number that can be called for rides?
Right. We use the Carolina Times office for that, yeah.
And how is that number disseminated?
By radio, the radio that's beamed to the black community, and just by word of mouth. Everybody knows now that the Carolina Times office is central headquarters on election day, and there's no problem there at all. Everybody knows, and it's also put on the ballot, and it's put on, sometimes we will send out leaflets about a week before stating that the campaign headquarters are at the Carolina Times, and then we have a speaker's bureau that goes out on the Sunday prior to the election to make all of the churches. We also remind them of the number that way.
How many members on the committee?
There's no set number, simply because the committee is an open committee. In other words, we ask that everybody in the community, actually we consider everybody in the community a member of the committee. Normally the way it works is that each group, like a church, social or civic club, flower club, garden club, this type, will send a representative and comprise the committee as a whole. Then from the committee as a whole, we've got four basic committees: the Economic Committee, the Civic Committee, the Political Committee, Legal Redress Committee, and the Housing Committee. Five committees. And the membership of that committee are chosen from the at-large membership.
Are they elected by the at-large membership?
No, they are chosen by the chairman, who is elected by the at-large membership.
Who is the chairman now?
John Wheeler, president of Mechanics and Farmers Bank.
And he's been chairman for?
Oh, he's been chairman, I guess, about, well, let's see, at least 16 years. John Stewart was chairman prior to his going on the city council, and Wheeler took over after that.
And the political committee consists of roughly how many people?
About 20.
And then they basically screen candidates,
right,
and reach a decision on recommendations,
right,
for support.
Right. In other words, the political committee will screen the candidates and will make a recommendation to the committee as a whole.
Are they invariably followed?
Yes. Yes. This is what's been the now, we've had arguments right and left. Once the political committee brings back a decision, everybody doesn't necessarily agree with it. And the recommendations by the political committee can be overturned by the body as a whole.
In fact, have they been?
In one or two instances, yes. That I can recall. I'm trying to recall. Well, there have been, I know, two specific instances where it has happened.
Where does the financing come?
Individual contributions.
Does it come from within the black community?
Yes.
Entirely?
Yes.
Isn't this unusual?
Well,
not unusual for Durham, but unusual.
I would assume. We want to maintain our independence, and therefore we don't necessarily, we wouldn't accept contributions from outside of the community. We can't do it on our own, and there's, you know, really no way of doing it, but we can do it on our own, and we have done it on our own. So I guess it would be a unique type situation.
Now, Durham is unusual in having a basically strong black economic base.
Right, that's true. The fact of the matter is, with the independent institutions that we have and with the type of income, for instance, blacks have enjoyed in the city of Durham as a result of the tobacco factories and the hosiery mills and whatnot, we've sort of done pretty well.
Plus some basically strong black economic institutions
in terms
of banks, insurance,
right,
university.
Right, that's true.
Is there a dues structure?
There is no dues structure. We take up a collection at the annual meeting. When it comes down time for political moving, we get contributions, individual contributions, in terms of services in a lot of instances, and in terms of money.
How about poll workers, drivers, so forth? Do they get paid?
They get paid a very modest amount. Some get paid, others do it on a voluntary basis.
So you get a driver, of course, gets gas.
He'll get some gas for his car. Yeah, he won't be able to take a long trip on the gas that he gets for his car, but he does get gas.
Roughly, what would somebody get paid as a driver?
Oh, he get maybe 10 gallons of gas plus $10.
That's for a whole day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certainly going to be less than he could make on
his job. It's more dedication, I think, than anything else. It's a way of life with most of the people who work. I mean, they know that they are expected to do this, and they know that they have the support of the entire community behind them. So it really boils down to it's just a way of life. Around political time, around campaign time, people become very active. They become very involved, very concerned.